Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and it's December 21st, 2015. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. Our email, truthintheword777@gmail.com. It's truthintheword777@gmail.com. I want to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 today. Paul's writing to the Word of God, declares his beloved son, his spiritual son who he mentored, and the Word of God declares that Timothy was the pastor at the church at Ephesus, and Paul had a lot to do with this man. Also, the Word of God declares his grandmother and his mother also had a lot to do with Timothy growing up and discerning the spiritual things of God. But Paul is giving a warning here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Word of God declares that we are a watchman. We sit on a wall, that we are to give heed and watch for the enemy that's coming. And if the enemy's coming, then we need to sound an alarm, that which would warn, that would wake people out of their sleep and let them realize that we are not living in normal days. This is not our grandmother's and grandfather's world anymore, the day of the white picket fence and even the American dream. I'm not sure that hasn't gone by the wayside. And we need to come to a harsh reality of where we are in history. I believe that we are coming to the end of this age. Jesus said in Matthew 24, he said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." He was warning his disciples. They had asked him, "What shall be the sign of the end of the age and of your coming?" And he points out that deception is the strongest weapon that Satan and the powers of darkness will use. He's going to use words. Words are a very powerful entity. They carry a lot of weight. Proclamation of the Word of God, proclamation of anything. The Word of God declares that there's power of life and death in the tongue. So we hear many, many, many words being spoken today. We have many groups we see all over the world rising up, all of them claiming to be the carrier of righteousness. And it's simple today in my eyes. Of course, maybe I'm simple. But it's simple in my eyes today that if any group is not Christ-centered, then I don't believe there's any righteousness that comes from it. Most of the time, they are driven by their own agenda, that which they want to accomplish. Manipulators, so to speak. Movers and shakers, as the world calls them, with their own agenda. You know, there's factions ever since the beginning of time. And after the fall of Adam, there's always been men trying to control other men to rule over, and it hasn't changed. We notice in the Word of God in the book of Genesis, we had a man rise up whose name was Nimrod. And the Word of God declares he was a hunter. But if you do further study, you'll see he was a hunter of souls. He was a type and a form of the Antichrist. So many claim to be righteous. Many claim that their words are those to help. But I believe we need discernment in these last days. Words are easy to say. But we need to, I believe, listen to the Word of God. You know, that old outdated book that closed mind people read. That some call holier than thou people read. You know, the outdated book called the Bible, which is still the best seller. Word of God says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall never, ever pass away. It'll do that which he sent it to do. It'll accomplish that which he sent it to accomplish. It'll bring forth the fruit that needs to come forth. And it's all about us receiving the word of God. Read the, I don't have time to get into it, the parable of the sower. Many people hear, but many do not receive. The Bible declares many will see with their eyes, yet not see, and hear with their ears, and still not hear. This has to be discerned by the Spirit of God, the sons of Issachar, were men of renown in the old the olden days when the tribes of Israel were pertinent upon the face of this earth, and they were a tribe from the loins of Jacob. And the Word of God declares that they had discernment, that they knew what to do for Israel. We need men and women today that have spiritual discernment. The Bible declares the very elect will be deceived if possible. Will be deceived if possible. And when a man thinks he cannot be deceived, then he has set himself up for the greatest deception. When a man thinks himself to be good, he's self-deceived. Jesus said, there's none good. There's none righteous. That our righteousness is but filthy rags before the throne of God. So we are ready to end the year 2015. We are ready to go into the year 2016. What does the future hold? I have no idea. But I know who holds the future, and that's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heaven today is not panicking. Heaven is under control under the guise of the Bible declares to be the Ancient of Days. He said, I am that I am. He said, from the beginning, and I always will be. He's the great I am. He told Moses to tell Pharaoh, this is who sent me, is the great I am, the God of the universe, the only true living God. One God, one Lord, and one baptism. Bible declares we are to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, that all men might be drawn unto him. In a day and an age when men are hunting for answers, they are looking for knowledge. It's amazing, and I don't know a whole lot about it, this craze of hunting for UFOs, alien life. The Bible declares that would happen. They'll seek another way other than the ways of God. Rather than yield to the righteousness of God, they would rather hunt for another avenue. The Bible declares that narrow is the way, but broad is the path that leads unto destruction. Broad is the path. We see in the world, in America, that the path is becoming more broad every day. With the gospel of inclusion, that we can coexist with other entities and religions. But my Bible tells me that it's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not one of many gods, but the God. You know, my mind goes back to the book of Daniel, where there was two kings that found out that God was God, and they declared it after they went through what they went through. First was Nebuchadnezzar. The Bible declares he became boastful and prideful. He looked around. He said, look what I've built. Look what I've done here. And the prophet Daniel, whose feet was always on the ground because he was rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ, and the Word of God declares that he told Nebuchadnezzar, he said, look, you haven't done nothing. It's God that puts you to the head of that image that you saw. You are that head of gold, but not on your own doing. It's God that has put you there. Well, Nebuchadnezzar wouldn't receive that. He becomes swelled up in pride. The Bible declares that pride comes before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. Only a broken and a contrite spirit can Almighty God deal with. The Word of God declares that Nebuchadnezzar was, in a period of time, in a moment of time, he lost his mind. I believe some say, and I believe that Daniel probably ran the kingdom. He pretty well ran it anyhow, because God gave him favor. And Nebuchadnezzar was pushed into the field by a spirit of insanity. The Word of God declares he bent over. He ate grass, the dew laid on him. He looked like as if he had feathers and eagle's claws. He was out of his mind for 7 years. And God brought him back. And after that, he declared that God was God. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess. Every power, every entity, every principality, anything that exalts itself above God Almighty, someday will answer. Everything has its season, and everything has its time. Darius, also, when Daniel was an older man, laws were made that no one could pray to their God. And Daniel, in resistance to this, the Word of God declares he opened his windows 3 times a day and prayed unto his God. He opened his windows towards Jerusalem, which at that particular time in history laid in destruction. But I might remind, waiting for restoration. God is a God of restoration. The Word of God declares that I'll restore unto you what the cankerworm, what the palmer worm, what the caterpillar has eaten. I'll restore to you. A good example was Job, who lost everything. He lost his family. And then Satan said, skin for skin. He said, let me afflict his body, and he'll curse you to your face. And the Word of God declares, he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. I know that my Redeemer lives. He said, I will wait for my change all of my life, because he was rooted and grounded in God. He was rooted and grounded in the truth. Bible scholars say that Job was probably the oldest book that was ever written in the Bible. Really, the author of the book is really not known, but I believe it. So Darius said, I have no choice. He loved Daniel. I have no choice but to throw you in the lion's den, because, see, I'm not above the law. In those days, the king's decree, he had to keep his own decrees. He couldn't just go write his own laws. He was not above the law. And he had to throw Daniel in the lion's den. And the Word of God declares that Daniel survived the night, and Darius, his sleep left him. He was very tormented and vexed for what had happened, and he went to the mouth of the lion's den, and he said, Daniel, has your God kept you? He said, oh, long live King Darius. He said, my God has kept me. And Darius, you can read this in the book of Daniel. I don't know word for word, but he declared that God is God. He is the eternal God, he said. He's the eternal God from beginning to ending. God's not constrained by time. God operates in time, but he's not constrained by it. He doesn't live in it. We live in time, and our time is running short, because the Word of God declares that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, this know also that the last days, that perilous times shall come. This is the days that we are living in now. Difficult times. Hard times. The Bible declares that men's hearts will fail them for the things they see coming upon the face of this earth. We see today men looking for answers, looking for antidotes, looking for something that will cure. But Jesus said, these things will increase. He said, men will wax worse and worse, he said. He said, there'll be signs in the heavens. He said, there'll be earthquakes in divers places. There'll be diseases that come up on the face of the earth that the medical community will have no idea what it is. They might throw a name at it, but they really don't have the cure for it because men are not in charge. The Bible declares that all power was given unto Jesus Christ, that he sits at the right hand of the Father in all power. All power and all dominion was given unto him. Everything in heaven, everything in earth, and everything below the earth. The Bible declares in the book of Colossians that he defeated every power and every principality on the cross. That the blood that he shed was not in vain, but it did that which God sent the blood to do. John declared that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And on down, I believe in verse 13 to 14, he says, and the Word become flesh. This is what we're celebrating this Christmas season, is the birth of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not about Black Friday. It's not about gifts and giftings and Christmas trees and cookies. I'm not saying all things are wrong, but it's about Jesus Christ. He's still the reason for the season. I think it's been established a long time ago that he was probably not born in December. But that doesn't matter. We're still celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Every day's Christmas when we know him. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. There had to be an antidote. There had to be an answer for sin. And that little three-letter word is man's problem. Now, we can blame it on global warming, and we can blame it on El Nino, and we can blame it on all the things we see coming on the face of this earth, but the bottom line is that man is in the situation that he is in because of sin. Adam and Eve failed in the garden. The Bible declares that Jesus Christ is the second Adam, that Adam was created a living soul. But Jesus Christ he wasn't created. Bible says from the beginning he was. He told the scribes and the Pharisees, he said, you say that you're Abraham's children, but I tell you that before Abraham was, I am. From the foundations of the earth, the Bible declares that Jesus Christ was crucified. God had a plan. And his name is Jesus. We celebrate him coming to a manger. We celebrate the Magi who traveled to give him gifts, the men of knowledge of that era, who through discernment knew that he was the Son of the living God. We see Herod trying to destroy from the beginning. From the book of Genesis to Revelation, we see Satan and the powers of darkness trying to derail the plan of God to save man. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is the answer today. It can't be that simple. We need to have a meeting over it, a conference over it, a summit over it. We need to gather the powers of the world, men in high places. Men in high places, we need to gather together to mull this over, to see if we can find a case for Christ. Read your Bible. Search your heart. He said, taste of me and see if I'm not good. Call on his name and see what he'll do. Open your heart and your mind to Jesus Christ. We have many today, I don't know a whole lot about it, but those who seek their spirit guide. Their spirit guide. Be careful what you open doors to, because there's many spirits out there today, willing and able to control your life. Make no mistake about that. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and wickedness in high places. This is where we're at. We are in a spiritual warfare. If you name the name of Jesus, the Bible declares, think it not strange of the fiery trials which try you. We hear talk of machines such as Zern. I don't know a whole lot about that either. I've read a little bit about it. But, you know, what is man trying to do? Opening parallel universes? You know, I'm thinking we better deal with the one we're in. Because I don't think we want what's on the other side. We don't want the parallel. Because the Bible declares it's an unseen world. It's a supernatural world. You know, I read a long time ago that that before every great event in history, that men become infatuated with the supernatural. You think we might be there now? With all the demonic movies, with the movies of sorcery, Harry Potter, Star Wars. I don't know a whole lot about Star Wars. Don't want to know a whole lot about it. But I know the people camped out overnight to see a movie. Yet our prayer meetings are empty. Our prayer halls are empty. Our altars are empty. There's no tears on the altar anymore. But you think we might have our priorities turned around? That you think we might have a problem in America, in the United States of America? In some cities, there's a church on every corner, but most of them are filled only once a week for an hour. When people maw in a form and a fashion and deny the power of God, he doesn't show up to these meetings. When their hearts are not turned towards Him, when we are simply going through the motions, when we simply want affiliation, we want to be affiliated with something that'll make us look righteous, and being affiliated with the church on the corner, no matter what the name is, seems to seal our salvation. Crazy, ludicrous. No way. The only way that we are saved, the only way that a man can be saved is through receiving Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The only way a man can be saved. Jesus said, I am the way and I am the truth and I am the life, and no man comes unto the Father except it be through me. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. But I like the scripture in Isaiah 1:9 that says, had not been for a remnant, we would all been of Sodom, and we'd have all been of Gomorrah. The Bible declares that He will have a church without spot and without wrinkle, that will lift up His holy name, that will not bow their knee to Baal or the gods of this world. Man, they're coming out of the woodwork. Organizations, situation. I mean, it's just everybody's got a banner. Everybody takes to the streets and raises a banner. When the church by no means is political, we need to raise our banner, and that's the blood stained banner of Jesus Christ. The Bible declares He's our ensign. When ships are coming far off, and even today, people looked at what flag they raised, what they stood for, who they are, who they represent, who are they a reflection of. Prophet Jeremiah said, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not preaching anymore. No one's getting saved. Even the religious community has come against me. They've thrown me down a well. I'm in the mud. I'm looking up to the light at the top of this well. I didn't sign up for this. But He declares, but I've got to do it because it's like fire shut up in my bones. The Lord will always have a voice He'll always have those who he told the prophet Elijah, he said, that has not bowed their knee to Baal, or neither have they kissed his old ugly lips. I pray that God puts steel in our spine in these last days, that we can be that which God has called us to be, to do our part, to proclaim the name of Jesus. Hell is poised against God's church. Hell is poised and has many weapons formed against the church of the living God, purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, the one and the only church, not one of many, the church. That's arrogance. No, that's truth. He said, I'm coming back after a church without spot and without wrinkle. Not churches. I don't see where he said Baptist, Methodist, Foursquare, Assembly of God, Church of God of Prophecy. I don't see where he said any of that. He did say Church of God. He's also said Church of Christ. But that by no means depicts a denomination. Because you know and I know that the denominations have their flaws because man has put their hands into it. They're going about to establish their own righteousness. We'll continue on tomorrow in 2 Timothy chapter 3. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if you believe that God has raised him from the dead, call on his name today. Whatever you're battling, trust him. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Father, we come to you. We thank you for your word, and you said it would not go back void. Lord, we've tried to obey you today, Lord, and we just ask you in Jesus' name that you do what needs to be done. Lord, you see every situation, you see every circumstance, you see every individual, and you know every individual that are here this word of God today, and I ask you to touch them, Lord, in a mighty way. Change our life, Father. Give us strength. Give us power. Give us knowledge. Give us wisdom in these last days to walk the way that we should walk, and let us always look to your word and unto Jesus Christ, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, if there's one out there that needs healed today, we ask you to touch their mind, their body, their soul, and their spirit, and heal them in the name of Jesus. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. This is Truth in God's Word Radio. Our email is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Stay tuned tomorrow. We'll be back here talking about 2 Timothy chapter 3. God bless you.